Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Hour of Power for the tremendous month of July. I'm coming to you live today from Austin, Texas, where we're having our Power Team meeting to get prepared to give you the best session that we've ever gave you, and we're looking forward to seeing all of you in St. Louis. So at this time, I'm going to turn the line over to Coach. Enjoy. Have your notepads ready. Take lots of great notes. And again, have a fantastic day.
Thank you, Lori. Well, some of you got to hear the type of music I love, classical. At one time, it's amazing how you change over the years. And music changes like all things. Today, I want to address success. You know, I've spent my life focusing on one primary question. What makes people do what they do? Let me repeat that. I spent most of my life studying and focusing on one primary question. What makes people do what they do? What drives human behavior? What makes that difference in human performance? And I believe that in life, power comes from concentrating your focus and taking daily action to improve something. Daily. I didn't say weekly, monthly, year. I said daily. If all you do is work on something every day and improve 1% a day, what's the difference within a year? Well, it's not 365% difference, because 1% a day starts stacking on top of it. We're talking about differences way beyond anything you can imagine. What I'm trying to say is this: by making simple, small changes daily, making little bits of progress, you can absolutely transform the quality of your life, absolutely positively. You know, and I'm here to tell you that anything you focus on a consistent basis, you put 100% of yourself into it, and you try and improve daily on, you will improve. You will get better. The problem, coaching, is that most of us in life do not control the power of our mental focus. In fact, most of us focus on things like, well, gosh, how come my life isn't working? How come it always happens to me? The victim mentality. And if you focus on that enough, that's exactly what you experience. In life, whatever we focus on consistently, we tend to manifest in our lives. The law of attraction. You know, most people in life major in minor things. That is, they're focused on how to make a living instead of how to design their life. They get caught up in the day-to-day experiences that make real important, when actually in the long term, they're not important at all. You know, dissatisfaction, I've learned, is a gin. It's a diamond. If you're totally satisfied, you're going to get comfortable, and then your life will begin to deteriorate. So having dissatisfaction and looking for better ways is one of the qualities that you find in successful people. Now, look, I don't like the way life is. I want to make it better. And so somewhere in your mind, you link up with what you want to do, and you start studying success. And success, you decide what success is. That if you want anything in life, you've got to make it a study. I want to repeat that. If you want anything in life, you should choose to make it a study. If you want to be successful, you've got to study it and not leave it to chance. If you want to be happy, you know, we just had that happiness presentation at the last Inner Circle. It was outstanding. But if you want to be happy, yes, you've got to study. You don't have to, but you choose to study happiness. If you want to be wealthy, you study wealth. If you want to be healthy, You've got to study health. You can't just hope things will turn out. Okay? You study it. I believe that if you will immerse yourself and focus on anything, you're going to get and get good at it. Now, we all have our definitions of success, but you can guess what mine was back when I was in high school, growing up, and not a lot of financial. We were a very successful family, a very happy family, but we had very little money, very little M-O-N-E-Y. So I figured, hey, if you make enough money, it'll solve all of life's problems. Is that true? Of course not. But if you make enough money, at least you can arrive at your problems in style. So let's talk about some things that it's not what you've heard. It's not what you read. The bottom line is, how's your life going? You know, I believe your brain is the most powerful computer on the planet. I don't believe it is. I know with certainty it is. And if you use it properly, and you can create virtually any result you want, and it'll give you almost any answer you want. But the problem is, here we've got this great computer, but no one gave us an owner's manual on how to use it. And you know, and it's not user-friendly. What changes your life is not learning more. You've heard me say over and over, and some things you will hear me say over and over and over and over again. Less is more. And using your personal power and taking action, that's what the definition of power is. You know, that's what the definition of power is. Look it up in the dictionary. Power, the ability to act. Hey, that's what sets people apart, the ability to act. No matter how successful you are compared to your friends, compared to what you think other people are like, it's now time to take yourself to a new level, to begin to enjoy more of the juice of life by demanding more from yourself than anybody else could ever expect, and by using tools that are cutting edge, the newest technology, and how to create change. And these are the things that Troy and Lori and I teach over and over and over. You know, the science of literally how to reprogram your mind. Years ago, programming was a negative thing to me, especially if you said, reprogramming your mind. I thought it was something bad. Reprogramming your mind is so important. There's steps to doing that. Step one, you've got to know your outcome. You get there mentally before you get there physically. Step one, you've got to know your outcome. In any situation in life, you've got to decide right now, what do I want out of this situation in my life? The more clear you are about what you want, the more you empower your brain to come up with answers. You know, there's an old phrase that may have been overused, but I think it's pretty accurate. It says, clarity is power. You must get focused on what you want. So remember, step one, clarity. When you get focused on what you really want out of a situation, you empower your brain to use its resources to produce results right now. So get into that habit, the habit of asking yourself, what's my outcome? What is the outcome you expect? You know, step two. And by the way, step one I did, I decided what I wanted physically, financially, emotionally, in my business, my practice. I looked at everything spiritually. And once I knew I had the first stage of my personal power, step two was tapping your power is it's got to be used. That is, you've got to get yourself to take action. Move toward the achievement of your goals. So step two, actions. You know, I remember hearing a phrase years ago that said, the road to someday leads to a town of nowhere. The road to someday leads to the town of nowhere. It's a place you don't want to end up in. So you've got to get yourself to take action. How do you do that? How do you get yourself to take action? You decide. We've been in the sessions, many times I'll have you stand up and repeat, I've decided. I've decided. I've decided. Demanding more from yourself than anybody else could possibly expect is true power. And all it takes is deciding. Remember, the word decision in its original Latin root means to cut off from. I've decided to stop this, or I've decided to make a change. Whatever, you're cutting yourself off from the other options. That's a positive step. The biggest trap, T-R-A-P, the biggest trap that keeps people from taking action is their fear. Their fear of failure, their fear of success, their fear of rejection, their fear of pain, their fear of the unknown. But the only way to deal with fear is to face it, look it eye to eye, and take action in spite of it. You know, it's not what we can do in life that makes a difference. It's what we will do. And we don't follow through because we don't know oftentimes, the outcome. And we're afraid to take action. And I've got to tell you, breaking through fear is like anything else. It's like a muscle. In the beginning, if you try and lift a heavy weight, boy, you might say, gosh, I can't do that. But if you start small and build every single day for 30 days, for example, then what's going to happen is every day that you get a little stronger, and pretty soon it becomes effortless to do what you used to feel like was impossible. It's time for you to develop the muscle of making decisions quickly and easily and following through on them. And the third key, once you know what you want and you get yourself to take action, do your actions always work? Of course not. You know, most people in life fail far more often than they succeed. In fact, the most successful people are the most successful because they failed more than anybody else. I mean, think about it. You know, I always think of many times sports analogies, failure. And I think about baseball. You know, the average player gets one hit out of four in the majors, an average 250s in the twos. But, you know, a person that is in the top of the league gets one out of three hits. And when you really break that down, you know, Hall of Famers, they only succeed about 30% of the time. They fail more than, you know, you think about that. And I read about people that are in the Hall of Fame in baseball. And they only succeed 30% of the time. They fail more than 70% of the time. And you know what? That's how life is. So listen, most people in life out there fear of failure. They don't try anything at all, and that's the ultimate failure. You've got to get yourself to take action. You've got to get yourself to follow through, and you've got to be willing to notice whether it's working or not. That's step three. Notice what you're getting from your actions. In other words, you know what you want. You got yourself to take action. Now notice, primary question, is it working? Am I getting closer to my goal or further away? Remember, please remember, flexibility is power. You know, and then, you know, the step four, which is, if you see that what you're doing is not working, you're not getting closer to your goal, you're getting farther away, instead of feeling like a failure, Just change your approach. Try something else. Well, guess what? Try something else. And if that doesn't work, try something else. What if that doesn't work? Try something else. How often will you keep trying, keep changing? The answer is until you succeed. You'll be coming to St. Louis. And that first step, there's going to be some changes. Many of you are sitting in that class, you're going to say, wow, this is different. Fear kicks in. Change. Oh, all doubt, worry, all of the things that hold us back. The answer, you keep doing it until you succeed. I mean, let me ask you a question. How long would you give your average baby to learn how to walk? I mean, how long would you give your average baby before you shut him off and didn't let him or her try anymore? You'd say, well, what, are you crazy? My kids are going to keep trying until he or she walks. Ah-ha-ha-ha! Magic formula. No wonder almost everybody in the world walks. But see, adults don't operate that way. Adults have learned to fear this thing called failure. So if they try something that doesn't work, they might change once or twice. But after that, then they try slowly and they leave and they don't do anything. So for a simple review, real simple. Number one, get clear on what you want. Get clear on what you want. Two, get yourself to take action. How do you do that? You decide. You know, exercise your power to act. That's called personal power. And third, know what you're getting. And if you will follow those steps, you'll have tremendous breakthroughs. You know, I mean, let me find someone who's already getting the results I want, and let me find out what that person is doing and do the same thing. That's why you have a coach. That's why you have a coach holding you accountable. This is why you have a coach in Lori training your CAs. You're looking for better ways, and that's called growth. And without growth, we get in a rut. And either you get, when you're not growing, you get ripe. And when you get ripe mentally, you get rotten. And then all of this stuff creeps in. So one of your objectives, for all of us, is consistent growth forever. You know, I believe that success leaves clues. That if people succeed, it's because they're doing certain things over and over and over again. And if we do the same kinds of things, if we plant the same kinds of seeds, we're going to reap the same kinds of rewards, regardless of our age or our background, our religion, our color, our gender. None of that matters. What matters is the law works for everyone. And if you apply it, it'll work. But the big question is, know what you want. You should remember that knowledge is power. Knowledge is potential power. So look at all of these things. Think about it. You can study success. But the people, you know, this weekend, one of the things that you've taught me as a coach, there's power in momentum. I'm a big believer that once you set a goal, once you make a decision, you should immediately in that moment do something to start making progress toward it. That way, you can't cop out later or get caught up and lose your momentum. So please do it. After this weekend and you just make some decision, the action steps I've just shared with you, then start immediately and get momentum. And I know not all things can be done right now. So maybe it's something you have to do tomorrow morning. But whatever you're going to do, make the decision and then commit to follow through and then check in tomorrow. Because you're going to grab your personal power. You know, I believe that every single person on this earth is driven by two forces. And this was written thousands of years ago, and you've seen some of the latest speakers use in the books you read, Pain and Pleasure. It's been around for thousands of years. But I believe every single person on this earth is driven by two forces, the need to avoid pain and the desire to gain pleasure. Those two twin forces are the drive behind all human behavior. Perhaps that's, you don't agree with that. Great. The things that you don't agree with, and they count, some of the people that I have learned the most from that have helped me to grow and use my creative imagination and get outside the dots and all of those things that we can say are people that I disagreed with. People that made me think. And sometimes I purposely say things that I think you'll disagree with because it gets you to think. And the thing that I've found as a coach is people don't think enough. So one of our jobs, our discipline as a coach, is to get you to think. And get you to act on, you know, the things that we talk about, to keep the ideas simple and focused, but most of all, to get you to use them. Remember, everything we do in life, we do out of our need to avoid pain, our desire to gain pleasure. You know, and if you feel that's true, raise your hand. Talk to yourself. You know, the point is, the only reason that we attempt to avoid pain and gain pleasure, you know, it's a combination of things, you know. You know, one of the things that holds us all back is the point, the only reason is, one of the main reasons is procrastination. You know, procrastination is the opposite of using your personal power. It's being immobilized. It needs to do something and not follow through. I call it the silent killer. Procrastination is the silent killer because it grows on you. It just kind of creeps along until pretty soon it's taking control of your life. Pretty soon you find yourself immobilized in a bunch of areas and you don't even realize it. You don't even notice all the freedom you've given up just because of procrastination. So what is it? Why do we procrastinate? You know, the bottom line. In other words, by not taking action, we experience less pain than taking action. Think about it. Don't take my word for these things. You've got to take whatever I say and ask yourself, hey, does this make sense to me or doesn't it? Don't just buy anything I share with you. Think about it. Make sure it makes sense to you. And once it does, then you've got to start making sure you use it. You know, the reason is when we procrastinate, because we think that taking action, whatever action we're putting off, would be more painful than doing nothing at all and taking it. That's the bottom line. So I hope that what I've shared with you today is my purpose is to get you to think. You know, if you want to motivate a human being, you've got to find out what already motivates them. If you want to influence them, you've got to find out what already influences them. What do they really link pain and pleasure to? It's this weekend, we'll talk about the wellness practice. Man, that, when I think about that, that gives me pleasure. When I think about patients coming in, getting symptomatic relief, and quitting, that personally gives me pain. Now, you have to decide what gives you pain and pleasure. You know, and the secret's to realize there's so much information The only stuff we pay attention to is the stuff that moves us emotionally. Something inspires us or makes us laugh or makes us cry or makes us feel. That's the stuff we remember and that's the stuff we use. So, controlling the force of our lives, the thing that directs our lives, is what we link to pain and pleasure. Whether it's advertising, whatever it is. You know, what is the AT&T commercial? I was watching one recently, and they hook pain and pleasure. Most of the marketing does that. You know, by doing this, oh, it'll bring you so much pleasure. But if you don't have it, oh, it'll be painful. A lot more painful, though, when you put it on a credit card and you're in debt. So, again, it's really interesting to look at the ads on TV because they're all focused on that, giving you pleasure. They don't talk about the pain, the bills, etc. So, anyway, I always feel when I make a presentation like this, it's just what I needed. And then it's up to me to do the best I can as your coach, your friend, your mentor, to walk my talk. And that's not easy, but no decision is a decision. So I believe, you know, with all of Lori flew in on Sunday, and we've been meeting. Troy, the three of us, and what gives us pleasure is to see you fulfilling the goals that you have. What gives us pain is when we see you not growing, not fulfilling your destiny, and it helps us to dig deeper. How can we help you? And with your patients, it's the same thing. Book I was reading just recently, you know, says the first phases of life is you learn. The second phase of life is earning. So the first phase is learning, L-E-A-R. The second phase is earning money. And the third phase, the most satisfying phase in life, is sharing. It's so exciting to be a coach and your friend and share information with you that you take and you apply on a consistent basis. And it makes changes not only in your practice, it makes changes in you. It changes your personal identity. You become a better wife, a better husband, a better father, a better person. And if those are the things that we're all striving to do, then I feel we're making a contribution to a planet of peace, a planet of love, a planet of forgiveness. So with all that being said, hey, I've enjoyed this. I hope you have. And I will look forward to seeing you in St. Louis. And as always, hey, I'll meet you at the top. Bye-bye.